Cambodia's exiled opposition leader says he's shocked and disappointed a Thai airline has blocked him from boarding a flight. Sam Rainsy's fled to France 4 years ago but plans to return to Cambodia this weekend by crossing its border with Thailand. Late yesterday, he attempted to board a flight from Paris to Bangkok but was stopped at the gate. He says he must return to restore democracy to Cambodia, which has been ruled by former Khmer Rouge soldier Hun Sen since 1985. Eliza Borello reports from Jakarta.
Cambodia's exiled opposition leader, Sam Rainsy, was visibly shaken after being turned away from the Thai Airways flight he'd planned to leave Paris on.
Not allowed to board with Thai international flight.
Sam Rainsy is one of several Cambodian opposition figures who've publicly telegraphed their plans to return home from exile overseas this weekend. If he makes it back, he's vowing to lead demonstrations against Cambodia's longtime ruler, Hun Sen, who he alleges is a brutal dictator.
Our plan is legitimate, just to call on the people to peacefully protest, to peacefully ask for the restoration of democracy in Cambodia.
Speaking to the ABC, Sam Rainsy acknowledged Cambodia has assembled troops on the Thai-Cambodian border, but believed they could be swayed.
They are forced to come supposedly to prevent us from entering the country. But once there will be many, many Cambodians calling for a change, then they will join our movement.
Mu Soshua is Sam Rainsy's party's deputy. She's already been on the move, travelling to Indonesia earlier this week before being detained in Malaysia yesterday. That country's Prime Minister, Mahathir Mohamad, said as an ASEAN nation, her presence put Malaysia in an awkward position.
Our principle in ASEAN in particular and generally is that we don't interfere in the internal affairs of other countries. We don't want them to use Malaysia as a base for struggle in other countries.
Late yesterday, Mu Soshua was released and was expected to spend the night in a Malaysian hotel, while Sam Rainsy was vowing to buy another plane ticket out of Paris.
Eliza Borello reporting there from Jakarta.